Yesterday, the Senate Health and Education Committee approved Governor McDonnell's education reform package that would help to streamline the application process for charter schools. The bill would allow local school boards to review the school's application, but would give final approval to the locality. The bill has already passed the full House of Delegates. Just hours later, the governor's administration received word that Virginia will receive none of the federal Race to the Top dollars in Phase 1 of the grant program. Virginia will have an opportunity to apply for Phase 2 of these funds in the fall. Tucker Martin, Governor McDonnell's communications director, said he was not surprised by the grant decision.
It was probably a little bit predictable. Virginia does not have a very strong charter law. Over the past 10 years, a lot of other states have made a lot of great progress as far as bringing charters into their borders. We haven't. And so it's understandable that Virginia would not make the cut in Phase 1. And the point here is, this is an impetus for us to get this legislation passed. You know, the feds want to see that states are taking the proper steps to be innovative, to be creative, to make it easier for charters to come within their borders. So if anything, this is just a further sign that Virginia needs to do a better job at bringing innovation into the public education system.
Also yesterday, a Senate subcommittee effectively killed 11 bills that would loosen restrictions on gun owners. The meeting drew a large crowd of citizens on both sides of the issue. Governor McDonnell expressed his disappointment that the bills would not be heard before the full committee, saying that giving subcommittees the authority to kill bills put too much power in the hands of a few individuals. Philip Van Cleve is the president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League. He says the move by the Democratic-led Senate could hurt the party in November.
A lot of what you read in the press says that the Democrats are headed for a tsunami at the next election if certain things continue to go the way they're going in general. And it was interesting that during a time when people are feeling that way, that they would now aggravate all of the gun owners. And I mean really aggravate them. It's not just a minor little thing. They're really angry about this. I think that may show up at the polling place.
Van Cleve said he was hoping that Virginia's one gun per month law would be repealed.
Well, it doesn't do anything. Again, criminals aren't obeying that law anyhow. The one that I can think of that may have followed that law was Cho before he did the Virginia Tech murders. He ordered one gun, which was a .22 that he didn't use, and then he went through the background check, waited a full 30 days to get his other gun, which he went through another background check. And then he went off and killed everybody. So that 30 days was a joke. And with modern technology and everything else, and the fact that the criminals aren't going to be able to walk into a dealer and say, give me a box of Glocks. I mean, that isn't going to happen. That's a ridiculous argument the other side has.
Andrew Goddard is the father of one of the victims of the 2007 Virginia Tech massacre. He says he strongly disagrees with Van Cleve's logic.
Actually, there's very little to stop anybody from getting a gun. You know, there are so many ways, there are so many holes in the laws and so many weaknesses in the laws, and every year the few laws that are left get weakened or added, different exemptions added to them. And then, after a while, the people who've been adding all the exemptions come in here and say, oh, look, there's so many exemptions to this law, it doesn't do anything anymore, let's get rid of it, And that it's like it's a surprise to them. But of course it's not a surprise, they're doing it deliberately. They don't want to attack the wall because they would be rebuffed. But they can sneak up and pull a brick out and pull a brick out and pull a brick out every year. And they're patient, they can pull a little brick out and a brick out here and a brick out there until the whole wall collapses of its own. And that's a sneaky way of doing things. I think most Virginians want to be protected by some form of laws. They want to be protected by background checks. They want people to have to go through proper training before they can carry concealed. We're giving somebody a concealed carry permit means you can carry a gun in public. You can then become judge, jury, and executioner. This is not just a piece of paper. This is giving somebody, it doesn't give them the right to take a life, but it gives them the means to take a life. We've been slowly, slowly making it less and less difficult to get one of those. Until now, you might as well go and put a quarter in a machine and pull one out because the judge can't make any decision. You don't have to have training. The background checks are failing because you can get people who can pass the background check for a concealed permit, go to buy a gun, and fail the federal background check.
While this should effectively kill the repeal of the one gun a month law and other expansions of gun rights, several gun bills will make it to the governor's desk. Both houses have approved bills that would allow concealed carry permit holders to bring guns into restaurants and bars, provided the gun owners don't drink. Also, both houses have approved bills that would allow gun owners to keep a handgun in a locked glove compartment without a concealed carry permit. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.